Hello and welcome to our mini 5 minute episode 10 of the SEAI's 180 Degrees podcast this week. We are looking at smart grids and smart networks, and I'm joined again by Fergus Sharkey of SEAI and Chloe Kinsella of Senergize, which is an energy trading company in Dublin. And you're both very welcome to the studio. In a nutshell, can you please explain to me what are smart grids and smart networks, Fergus?
In a nutshell, we're moving to a highly electrified future where we're going to have EVs and heat pumps and solar PV in many of our homes and battery storage. And we're also producing a lot more of our electricity from renewables, which are fairly weather dependent. So the smart network or the smart grid is to make all of that talk to each other, to make sure that we maximize the use of our renewable electricity, to make sure that the costs that a homeowner pays for their electricity are as low as possible by moving around when those devices might consume electricity.
So Chloe, describe my home of the future. So let's talk about somebody maybe in 10 years' time. What can they expect?
Great question, because we're actually running a demonstration project with SEAI. We're doing a R&D demonstration project. It's actually on my house, and in it, of solar panels, I have an EV charger, I've installed long duration batteries, I have a switch on our hot water immersion, and we've smart switches throughout the home and for heating. So in the future, there'll be a home energy management system that will feed in a dynamic tariff from the supplier, and then it will optimize all your devices and turn on and off them remotely based on price to try and get you the best bang for your buck in terms of your electricity bill.
Wow. Well, that's something to look forward to. It all sounds very, very seamless.
Yeah. And the best thing of all is it's going to optimize our renewables and make sure we're using the wind that we have on the system.
We have a question in. I've got a smart meter, Fergus, but I haven't switched it on and I don't know what to do. What does it mean for me?
I guess it means two things. The first thing is you're recording data every half an hour for the electricity you use. So you can access that data, it's your data. You can look at it and you can figure out when you're using electricity. So there's a data element to it. And the second element is it allows you to get a smart tariff from your supplier or another supplier. And what that generally means is there will be a range of smart tariffs offered. Some of them have super low night rates for EV charging. Some of them have free electricity on a Saturday or Sunday. They all have different dynamics that might suit your needs or your lifestyle. And as a result, you should be able to save money versus, you know, just using electricity in a more sort of single cost kind of way. There'll be different prices for different time periods.
So if this questioner is getting, has just got their smart meter fitted, as every home pretty much will be by the end of the year, what's their next step?
If it's just fitted, then they won't have a record of data. It will take a time for that to be built up. So their next step is to look at a smart tariff and to talk to their supplier and effectively ask them what is the best smart tariff for their needs.
Great. Okay. Now, how do I get my smart technology talking to each other? Chloe, how is that going to work? My fridge and my washing machine having a conversation around me.
Yeah, one of the big issues actually at the moment is all the different manufacturers are doing something different. They all have their own separate apps and everything's separate. So one of the things we're doing with our project is trying to integrate all of these separate talking devices into one platform. And that's kind of one of the big challenges with the project, to have a unified, centralized platform.
What are suppliers doing with all of the smart meter data that they gather from me? Fergus, a little bit of a worry there.
They're using it to bill you accurately, would be the first thing. So you're recording the electricity use every half hour. So instead of estimated bill readings, you now can literally get live updates of what you're using what you're being charged. In terms of how they store it, it's confidential data, it's personal data. So they have obligations under storing it, but it is your data and you do have rights to access it and so on. So make sure that people kind of understand that it's not something that's, I suppose, going off into the ether and being sold on the black market or something like that. You know, it is there. Suppliers have contracts with you and they have contractual relationships around your personal data.
Great. And then finally, Chloe, somebody here said, my neighbour said he is selling back energy to the grid. How can I do the same?
Effectively, it's you have a smart meter, you find a supplier that's going to give you an export tariff, and that's exactly how it works. It'll read what you're exporting back to the grid and you'll get a tariff on that basis.
And that was a mini episode of Smart Grids and Smart Networks. If you want to listen back to the full episode, well then, of course, it is up as episode 10 of the 180 Degrees podcast with the SEAI.